בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב וחודש טוב. זה שולחן ערוך עם הלכות פסח, עם פארו גפואן, טיצ'אס, שואלים בהלכות פסח, קודם לפסח, 30 יום. זה משנה ברורה, try to understand if 30 days before Pesach we need to prepare for Pesach is only Pesach because Pesach have so many details, so many halachot about chametz, about matzah, about how to kosher the different dishes, etc. is really we need 30 days, but Shavuot and Sukkot is only Yom Tov. Ilchot Yom Tov we can review in few days. We don't need full months for preparation. Pesach is a lot of details. Really we need to review and to learn new situations. 1 month is good time to come ready. But other holidays, maybe less. Or maybe other holidays also. 30 days. זה משנה ברורה עשה עם פרו גפתו, שואלים הלכות הפסח שהרי. משה עומד בפסח ראשון ומזהירם על כל הלכות פסח שני. והוא הדין בשאר ימים טובים. נמי דורשים קודם לכן 30 יום בהלכותיהם. ועיין בביאור הגרא שדעתו סגי מיום א' בסיוון. זה גרס about שבועות, few days, we don't need full months. ויש אומרים שחיוב 30 יום הוא רק בפסח, משום שיש בהם הלכות רבות, כגון תחינת חיטים, אפיית מצות, עגלת כלים, ביאור חמץ, many many details, we need 30 days. To do this in the right way, משהן כי בשאר ימים טובים, די בכמה ימים, he's a Mishnah Bura himself struggle about this and he's not so clear about the other holidays. How many days we need to prepare before the other holidays? Kam Shulchan Aruch Harav Baal HaTanya in Tzer Parogaf Chachamim HaRishonim Tiknu Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Haya Kayam Sheyatchilu Adarshanim Lidrosh Barabim Bilchot HaRegel 30 יום לפני הרגל, דהיינו מפורים ואילך ידרשו הלכות פסח, ובחמישה באייר ואילך ידרשו הלכות עצרת. זאת אומרת, בעל התניא קמת אלזס, every holiday we need 30 days before the holiday to prepare. Why 30 days? Why not more? Why not less? Is Rashi, Mishnah Brura say, Moshe Rabbeinu, step Pesach Rishon, talk about Pesach Sheni. And many Mephoshim explain, 30 days before the holiday, you start to feel the effect of the coming holiday. The holiday not only affect the days after, it also have some effect in the preparation to the holiday. 30 days, this is the time what we connect the days to the coming holiday. It's come by Latani and say 30 days before Shavuot is Hei Beiyar. For sure Hei Beiyar for the Baal HaTanya is day in the calendar in his time. But for our generation Hei Beiyar is very special day. It's Yom HaAtzmaut, it's Independent Day. As we see through this Chazal, we have some connection between Hei Beiyar to Shavuot. 30 days before Shavuot is Hei Beiyar. This is on one end. In other end, we find, when we celebrate Pesach, Pesach is a unique holiday. Why? Every day in Pesach, same day, what the day take place in Pesach, take place other special day. In the tour, mentioned this in Parogaho, Siman Lekviut HaMoadim, the system is אטבש פרסט לדר אין א' ב' רלי טו זה לס לדר ב' שין ג' ר' ד' קוף אצדרה. And what is mean? יום א' של פסח will take place this year in שבת יהיה לעולם תשעה באב. If you want to know when תשעה באב take place this year, also שבת. יום ב' של פסח this year take place Sunday is שבועות will take place Sunday, obviously in ארץ ישראל, one day. Third day of Pesach take place Monday in this year, Rosh Hashanah will take place Monday, etc. And you continue and you see Aleph, Taf, Bet, Shin, Gimel, Reish, Dalet, Kuf, Ey, Tzadik, Vav, Pei. But Pesach is not only 6 days, Pesach is 7 days. Zayin, 7 days of Pesach, is related to the letter Ayin, from the end. What's the connection between these two letters? Shvi shel Pesach is Ayin, Etzim. Etzim is mean Tu Be'av. Tu Be'av, every year, take place same day what Shvi shel Pesach take place. Shvi shel Pesach this year take place Friday is Tu Be'av, the day what we stop to cut wood for the Mizbeach, and we make big celebration, people have more time to learn, etc., etc. Same day will take place Tu Be'av. But this was generations ago. Our generation have other connection between Shvi shel Pesach to the letter Ayin is Atzmaut. Every year the day of Shvi shel Pesach will take place same day in the week of Shvi shel Pesach take place, Yom Atzmaut take place. Hey B.E.R. this year is when? Friday. Shvi shel Pesach happened also Friday. Is we see something very interesting. Yom Atzmaut relates in one end to Chag Shavuot, is 30 days before Shavuot, and Yom Atzmaut is also related to Shvi shel Pesach. Same day in the week, what Shvi shel Pesach take place, Yom Atzmaut take place. Exactly, first day of Pesach take place in the same day of Tisha, etc. What we see in the two. My question that I would like to raise today, B'Siyata Dishmaya, what's the connection between these three special days? Shvi shel Pesach in one end, Yom Shavuot in another end, and between Yom Ha'atzmaut. And obviously, we will see how it's relevant for us. What we take from this is to start to answer and to explain the connection between these three special days. Shvi shel Pesach, Yom Ha'atzmaut, and Chag Shavuot. We will start in this way. David HaMelech in Tehilim teach us in paragraph 5 the last posuk, מי חכם וישמור אלה ויתבוננו חסדי השם. Who is a smart person would know to save the special gift what הקדוש ברוך הוא give to him? Person not have in his life perspective of התבוננות. התבוננות in Hebrew is not to watch, to look, to see. התבוננות in Hebrew is something else. התבוננות is mean to combine details and big picture. And to make this a little bit more clear, לראות in Hebrew is to find something new. This is mean לראות. להביט is to continue to watch what I find. How is the pasuk say? ראה השם, paragraph 6 in מגילה סריחה, ראה השם והביטה. קדוש ברוך הוא, you find something, continue to watch what you find. לראות, to find something new. להביט, is to continue to watch what we find. להסתכל is to see the details. How the Mishnah say in paragraph 7, Tavya ben Mahalel אומר, הסתכל בשלושה דברים, ויד הבא לידי העבירה. להסתכל, look on the details. להתבונן is to combine details with big picture. The day in the week, what we have this knowledge to combine details with big picture, more for many other day is not. Because in the week we have a lot of details. We have list what we're going to do, what we need to do other day in the week. We deal with details. Shabbat is day what we have opportunity to see also the big picture. And to combine this service with all the details what we have before. From this reason, every special gift what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, he gave us in Shabbat, in this unique day what we have perspective of Itbunenut. And if it's not in Shabbat, the name of the day in the Torah is Shabbat. I give you an example. Yitziat Mitzrayim, special day. Never take place in Shabbos, take place Thursday. But the name of the day in the Torah is Shabbat. Sheneemar uspartem lachem mimochrat Shabbat. Kabbalat HaTorah, unique day, take place in Shabbat. We say every Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko, ושני לוחות אבנים הוריד בידו. Why we say this Shabbos morning? Because the Torah takes place in Shabbat. Yehoshua Binun takes us to Eretz Israel, and the first place what we take was Yericho. When? Paragraph 8. Chazal say, לפי שהיה יום שבת, אותו יום שכבשו את יריחו. We return to our homeland, Eretz Israel, first day of independence. Take place when? May 15, 48, Shabbat Kodesh. From noon time, from midnight, Shabbat, start new step by us, by every one of us, for good forever. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a special gift specifically in Shabbat? Because in this day, you know, we have this knowledge to combine details to big picture, and only in this way we can save the gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us opportunity not to miss the opportunity of the special gift that he gave us. Because every time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us gift to every one of us, it's not enough to say thank you and special kavana b'modim, what obviously need to place. We need to do something else. To pray with a lot kavana and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me the knowledge to save the gift that you give me, not to lose the gift. Because in the same way what Hashem give can take, if you don't know to appreciate and to use this in the right way. And this take place in Divrei HaGemara, in Masechet Brachot. The Gemara teach us we need to somech geula letfila. After Gal Israel we start תפילה. קם זה גמרא and say פרו גפניים בערב מברך שתיים לפניה ושתיים לאחריה, והיא אמרת באי לסמוך יפונית וסומך גאולה לתפילה, לא כסמך גאולה לתפילה. Why? דה באי לממר השכיבנו. In the night after גאול ישראל we never start 18 exactly how we do in the morning. We have other part chapter to say Ashkiveinu. Ashkiveinu divide between Gal Israel to 18. It's not keep the rule. The Gemara asks to somer gula letfila. Gam the Gemara an answer כיוון דתקנו רבנן השכיבנו כגאולה אריכתה, כן פוטליים, כגאולה, what do you mean גאולה אריכתה? What השכיבנו say? How השכיבנו end every single day? ברוך אתה השם שומר עמו ישראל לעד. גאל ישראל need also שומר עמו ישראל. גאולה need also שמירה. Specifically in the night. Specifically when it's dark. Specifically when it's cloud. When it's not so clear the picture. So we need to ask more and more to save what we get. If it's dark a little bit, if it's complicated, it's a sign for us. We not save the gift in the right way. From this reason, only in the night, we have after Gal Israel, Ashkeveinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Israel, Ad. Not in the morning. When everything is clear, this is the time when we get the gift. But when we feel maybe something wrong, we can lose Chazve Chalila. We need to mechazek also ברוך אתה השם שומר עמו ישראל עד. Help me to save the gift. From this reason, מורי ורבותיי, every day in ספירת העומר, you see in every סידור, we finish to say the day, we say, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר, and also we say, אנה בכוח. Why we say this? We don't know, we don't know, we say Kabbalah, we don't, Sidur say, we say. We don't ask question. I never see anyone would ask you why we say this. Sidur say sometimes, we say sometimes not, depend. Beginning of the Sphira close to Zen, we want to finish to say everything, nice. You know why? Lamnatzeach. And Ana Bekoach, every night we take one word from Lamnatzeach and one word from Ana Bekoach. And these two words, the essence of this coming day, of Sfirat Ha'om. And you know, you believe or not, you can check in the Siddur. 20 La'omer, this is night of A-B-E-R. And the two words, what we take, one from Lamnatzeach Ben Ginot, one from Ana Bekoach, is Yismechu Veshamrem. You can write beside Parag of 10 in the side. Yismechu veshamrem. Yes, it's day of celebration. Yismechu. But in same time, shamrem. Not to lose. To ask for knowledge, to save the gift. What Hashem give us. Our homeland, Jewish state, when happened first time, what we understand, this kind of concept of itbonenut, when happened first time, when we understand, we not only watch what's going and we see or we look, we need something else, more deep, we need something else, itbonenut, to combine details and big picture, and in this way we can save every special gift. When this happened to us first time, when we have this kind of perspective, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What happened? We walk in to the ocean. The two sides, V'amayim lahem chomam yiminam u'mismolam, the water stand two sides. It's not wall from metal or from stone. It's water. It's all the time move. You know what it means to cross ocean when all the time the water a little bit moves to one side to the other side? When we stay in boat, it's scary. Kal vachomer, when we walk, in this moment, we feel chayeinu amesurim beyadecha. We really feel, wow, what happened now? We get the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He held us. He saved us. Somebody swim in the beach, in the ocean. And for some reason, he almost go to lose his life. The lifeguard jumped to the water, swim to give a man to save him. When he gets the end, he feel very happy in one end, somebody care about him, somebody watch him, somebody recognize him in difficult situation, but he also look for, he will succeed, and the water also never take him also. This feeling what we have in Kiryat Yam Suf. This is Beit HaLevi say. And what happened? Look in paragraph 11. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayar Israel et Ayad Agdola Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Until this moment, when we see all the huge miracle in Egypt, the reaction, what we have about all the miracles is a lot miracles, but everyone is detailed. One miracle, other miracle. Etzba Elohim, Etzba, Hazel finger, only fingers. It's mean details. In this moment of Kriyat Yam Suf, Vayar Israel et Yad Agdola Asher Asa Hashem, where? Mitzrayim. We understand also retroactive what happened in Egypt. It's not details only, it's also Yad. We combine all the details to the big picture and we say, wow, Kodesh Baruch Hu in the past also give us his end. Not only in the present now when we cross the ocean. את היד הגדולה אשר עשה השם במצרים. קדוש ברוך הוא give us his hand. If we have perspective of התבוננות, 13 time from the time when the UN decide to give us permission to return back to our homeland until today. 13 time. First time take place 29th of November 47 when the nations vote in the UN. What it means? They raise the hand at this time 33 state to give us permission to return to our homeland. Kodesh Baruch Hu show us his hand through the hand of all these people what represent the state what vote to give us permission to return back. This was first time Kodesh Baruch Hu give us his hand. Second time May 14 1948, the last 7-8 hours before officially we get our state back from the nation was Friday, and Ben-Gurion decide we need to vote now Friday to announce officially we have state and the government start immediately, not to wait later to see what America or Europe will say. But he had a problem. They sit together in Tel Aviv and they have 5 against 5. 5 say we cannot announce this. It's not respectful to America, to Europe. We need to wait. They will give us for sure help and permission and help and tell us exactly what's the day. We're going to say no way now. Why now? Because a few hours later in Shabbos, and I want immediately when we get this from the nation, midnight, May 15, after the announcement. But it's 5 against 5. And Arav Maimon was the one who stayed in Yerushalayim this Friday. And Ben-Gurion sent to bring him a small plane from Yerushalayim. And at this time, the airport in Yerushalayim was behind Wolfson buildings. Gansaker around the Knesset, this was the area, and small plane taken to Tel Aviv, and he gave his vote 6 against 5, and he never want to wait. This is the second time Shibor show us his end to make the right decision in the right time, not to wait, not to miss the opportunity. And retroactive understand this was a big miracle, because in any other way a lot of delay will take place. Who knows what can happen? Third time, all the independent war רבים ביד מעטים, הוא סיז אין דופה קדוש ברוך הוא. עוזר הפרושי, הוא עוד קם, הוא הסבורת, ממש קריאת ים סוף, היה ריסל את היד הגדולה שרסה השם במצרים. Miracles, what happened? How we fight against the nation, specifically against the Britain. All the מריה, what ארץ ישראל have all over, all the ביצות, was all the disease was so danger, and we dry everything so quickly, and we continue to Sinai war, 6 day war, Yom Kippur war, Intifada war. Look the economy, what we raise compared to all the nations around us, what struggle every day, it's not Yad Hashem. Look the Torah, what Eretz Israel have. But probably in time of Beit Sheni we not have so many Torah. All Jewish people all over the world, they look different. All the yeshivot in all the diaspora will look different if they not have opportunity to spend a year or two in Israel. Look the high-tech, the capital of high-tech all over the world in Israel state. This is no question. 13 times because show us his end. What he want for us now is the 14th time is we will do. We will give end to each other. We will give end to each other. This raise the end of Hashem and make end of Hashem more pure and clear for us. Chazal, come and teach us. In paragraph 14, פסוק ד', ואתם ראיתם את אשר עשיתי למצרים ואעשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים ואביא אתכם אליי. Who will take us on the shoulder of the eagle? Who? השם. חזל come and ask paragraph 15, אעשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים. מה נשתנה הנשר הזה מכל העופות? Why the eagle is different from all the other birds? שכל העופות נותנים את בניהם בין רגליהם, but they take the cheek from one place to other, זה all the between the legs, מפני שהם מתיירים מהעוף אחר שהוא פורח על גביו. The worry, maybe the eagle go above, if they take this on the shoulder and if he can take the cheek, they want to protect the cheek what they have. אבל הנשר הזה אינו מתיירה, אלא מן האדם. Eagle, not worry from any other bird, because he above every one of them. But he worry only from people. שמה יזרוק בו אדם חץ, ומסמדי בלסנד אירו, אמר מוטב ייכנס בי החץ, לא בבניי. אז מין if אירו need to attack, he will attack me, say, not my children from this city, all them on the shoulders. I really not understand. Who is eagle? Kodesh Baruch Hu. He say, ועשה אתכם הכנפי נשרים. Kodesh Baruch Hu worry from something? Yes, he worry. He worry from us. Maybe we will send arrow one against the other. When we send arrow one against the other, this is danger for Hashem. Because all his kingdom, all his malchus, take place only when we יחד שבטי ישראל. אז ויהי בשורון מלך. If not, scare how we can say this. But this חזל teach us. It's because Baruch Hu says, זה פוסוק. This is the חיבור between יום העצמאות to שביעי של פסח. To understand in this day what הקדוש ברוך הוא show us 24/7 all the years is he give us his end all the time, and what he want for us is we will give end to each other. This can bring us to celebrate the day and in same time to save the day, to watch the day ישמחו ושמרם. בתולצו יום העצמאות רלייט תו שבועס 30 days before שבועות to start to feel in the air the unique holiday of קבלת התורה relate and start 30 days before is meant to ABR. What's the connection? In קבלת התורה what we have is not only is a miracle how Hashem gives us the Torah, something else happened this day. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu talked to Moshe Rabbeinu first time in the desert and tell him, take Am Israel from Egypt, bring him to this place, to this mountain. What's going to happen in this mountain? Leba'avur ta'avdun et ha'elokim al ha'ar hazeh. Leba'avur ta'avdun, avodah is tefillah. Avodah is tefillah. Look in Tanakh, in Chumash, in all the Midrashim, in all the Mefarshim Rishonim and Achronim, you never find in our Sinai we pray. We never pray. So what is me? Leba'avur ta'avdun et ha'elokim al ha'ar hazeh, if we expand avodah is tefillah, shenemaru lo'avdo b'chol levavchem. What kind of pray we have in our Sinai? Pray we never have. But we understand the essence, the concept of pray. The essence and the concept of prayer is we stand up when we pray. We never stand up only respect to Hashem, because if it's only respect, we need to stand up all the pray in front of the king. Part of the tefillah we sit, part we stand up. We stand up, the reason is because if you see anyone stand up, anyone, is because one of two reasons, not any other reason. One of two reasons. Reason one is he make exercise, and this is the way to do this. When he stand up, he walk, he run. And reason two is he miss something. And he stand up to walk to get what he miss. He stand up, he stands in line until he will get what he want. You go to the court, judge all the time sit. People not argue stand up, the judge knows the law, he can sit. He okay. People not argue, everybody have his opinion, everyone says belong to me. The judge, we clarifies for them the situation. He can sit. Balei dinim be'amida, dayanim be'yeshiva. Stand up is mean I miss something, and I go to take what I miss. In our Sinai, what happened to from this reason? The Gemara, the Mishnah say, "Haya omed betfila en omdim leitpalel." Concept of amida. In our Sinai, what happened? We learn what the Torah, what we say. Yom asher amadeta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. Or in other way, what you have in every shul, da lifnei mi ata omed. We know the address. We know who can give us everything what we need. And we come to concept of essence of tefillah is to understand who is the address and to understand what we can get and what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what his address want for us to do. He want for us when we pray, not every day but from time to time, the prayer will affect us in very interesting way. And the way is follow: when Yitzchak and Ishmael see to each other after many years, Ishmael stay outside from the house. Yitzchak say to his brother, you know, my dear brother, Abba is very old, and soon he go to die, and all the blessing of Hashem promise to Abba, I go to take, I go to get. And Ishmael ask him, what only you? We brothers, we need to share. He said, what do you mean, why? Brit Milah, because Brit Milah, I can get this. Ishmael say, 1 minute, Brit Milah, I also have Brit Milah. And my Brit Milah take place in the age of 13. Your Brit Milah take place in the age of 8 days. My brother, who have more effort about this mitzvah? Yitzchak said to him, you know what, you're right. You're really right. I don't have any answer. If the Brit Milah is only the issue, no question. ואת מיו ברית מילה, מי ברזר, יצחק סייטו ישמעאל, start and end in age of 13. Same day. ביאס, he start in the 8 days and continue all the life. Because ברית מילה is mean we move אורלה. אורלה, we have also in the lips. משה רבנו זה פוסק סי ערל שפתיים. אורלה, we have also in the ear. זה נביא קומפליין, ערלה, אוזנה, משמוע. We never listen, we have some road blocks in the ear, we never listen. זה נביא סי. אורלה in the heart, ערלי לב. ביאס, is mean all the life. To elevate ourselves, to come more sensitive to other people, to listen, to have feeling to other people, to talk in the right way. You don't have this. You have מסירות הגוף. We have מסירות הנפש. מסירות הנפש is mean to have life. מסירות הנפש is mean to stay and to elevate our life all the time. You not have this. This is what we have. Yes, but yes, sometimes all the history, מסירות הנפש come also to מסירות הגוף. But the goal is to stay alive in high standard of life. You not have this. This kind of pray, of tefillah, what sometimes can move a little bit us and to move the Orla from the ear, from the lips, from the heart, can stay against him, against Ishmael. And as in other end, when Yom HaAtzmaut relate, we say to Shvi Shel Pesach, we get the right perspective, it bonenut, we know to combine this with a big picture, show us to understand how many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us his hand 13 times, and he want for us now how well to give to each other. But in other end, to understand also the way to win against Ishmael would stay around us. To move the Orla from lips, heart, and ear. To stay in aspect of pray what Ishmael never have. And this is the reason why you worry only for us. 300 million Muslims around us, why they never walk in to take the state? Easily. How many we can kill if we will kill? If, how many? They don't need to have anything. Because they know we difference. They know we have מסירות הנפש. They have מסירות הגוף. All the nation never have מסירות הנפש. From this reason, all the nation worry from them. But for us, they have respect. They fight against us, but they have respect to us. And this is what the Torah wants for us. When we take the Orla from the lips, heart and ear, we also come together ki ish echad belev echad. So interesting. When Chazal, on behalf of the Pesukim, in paragraph 19, tell us, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, דבר אל כל הדת בני ישראל, ואמרת עליהם, קדושים תהיו, כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיכם. As Rashi explains, this parsha takes place בהקל. Why? Because many הלכות relate to this. And בעל המאור השמש ask, מה מלמדנו בזה, שפרשה זו נאמרה בהקל? מסתמה כל המצוות הנוהגות נאמרו בהקל. Every מצוות take place when we come together. And he explained in paragraph 19, the third chapter, וזה פירוש הפסוק, ודבר השם אל משה לאמור דבר כל אדם בני ישראל, פירש רשי מלמד שנאמרה פרשה זו בהקל, פרשה זו של קדושים תהיו בהקל, דהיינו שאי אפשר לאדם שיזכה לקדושה אלא אם כן יהיה בכנסייה יחד עם קהל הקהל בעבודת השם. You cannot elevate yourself if you alone. You need to come part of the society. מפני שרוב גופי תורה תלויים בה. דהיינו תפילה בציבור וכדומיהם. When we come together, we can raise ourselves also in Torah. We cannot daven by ourselves because it's going to affect the Torah or going to affect our personality. And look how we end. זה לת שפטר עם פרוגף 19. וזה עוד איתה במדרש קדושים תהיו יכול כמוני. Maybe you want to come only same with me. תלמוד לומר כי קדוש אני. קדושתי למעלה מקדושתם. פירוש, יכול כמוני שהאדם ירצה להתבודד, להיות ביחיד, ויסבור שעל ידי זה ישיג קדושה עליונה. סטייב אימסל, תלמוד לומר כי קדוש אני, קדושתי למעלה מקדושתכם. שאין זה אלא הבורא, only הקדוש ברוך הוא is one, is separate, יחיד ומיוחד. אבל, please put line, אם אדם ירצה להמשיך עליו קדושת הבורא ברוך הוא, אי אפשר, אלא בקהל, יחד, לעובדו שכם אחד. זה סיום העצמאות. Relate. שביעי של פסח, אין שבועות. 30 days before שבועות, how will the time you say? And how we learn from the tour, same day in the week, what שביעי של פסח take place, also יום העצמאות take place. Same day in the week. And this, we need all the time to remember how Chazal said the pasuk, paragraph 20, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the leaders to check Eretz Israel, he tells them, ומה הארץ השמניים רזה יש בעץ ימיים והתחזקתם ולקחתם מפרי הארץ. והימים ימי ביקורי הנביאים והתחזקתם מלמד שיש ארץ שצריך חיזוק. ארץ ישראל היא דולסו חיזוק. All the time. And this kind of חיזוק can make the state, our state of Israel more strong and great. And מוריי ורבותיי, when the government decide in Israel to combine Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaAtzmaut, this was genius Siyata Dishmaya idea to do this. Why? Chazal teach us in paragraph 25, on behalf of the posuk Yanecha Hashem ביום צרה, משל לאה ובן שהיו מהלכים בדרך, father and son travel together, נתייגע הבן, the son feel a little bit tired, cannot walk so much, אמר לאב, איכן היא המדינה? אבא, you promised me we travel to see beautiful state, I never see, we in the desert, we in the ocean. אמר לו, בני, סימן זה יהיה בידך, אם ראית בית קברות לפניך, if you see cemetery in front of you, הרי המדינה קרובה, הרי המדינה קרובה, because outside the side of the city we have the cemetery. It means all the messiahs, what Klal Israel have, all the history, all the soldiers in every war in Israel state and before, this build the opportunity for us to arrive in Eretz Israel. And I make this a little bit more clear, and just remember all your life. We read the Haftarah of Shmini. The best friend of David HaMelech is Yonatan. He saved his life. When Yonatan died in the war against Plishtim with his father together, Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech, before he buried him, said a few words for him. And he said, his father, צר לי עליך, אחי יונתן, נעמת לי מאוד, my dear brother, he was my best friend, close friend. נפלטה אהבתך לי. זה love. What I have to you and you have to me. נפלטה אהבתך לי. מאב הסנשים. זה love what you give me is much bigger from love between husband and wife. Wife to the husband, husband to the wife. How David HaMelech can say this? It look not good. חס וחלילה. David HaMelech say in 1 minute, the key of life, when he say word to Yonatan, in 1 minute he say, Yonatan, soon you move to Kisei HaKavod. I would like to ask you one question. Why you give me the leadership? Your father was king, you can take his position easily, naturally. Why you almost lose your life because you save my life? Why you give me? Why you don't take this for yourself? I give you the answer. Yonatan, who is your grandfather? בנימין. Who is my grandfather? יהודה. Who is the mother of your grandfather? רחל. Who is the mother of my grandfather? לאה. נפלטה ותחה לי מאב הסנשים. The love between רחל and לאה. What רחל understand she need to bring to the house also לאה. She come part of the house of Yaakov. This bring you to understand הקדוש ברוך הוא want I will come the king after your father. I never take any credit for myself. It's not because I'm the right person, not because I can take this. No, no, not because me. Because your grandmother and my grandmother decide this generations ago, and this affect you and affect me. I never take credit for myself. All the time we need to remember, when we come to celebrate, credit, most of the credit come because generations before come before people what give the life and do the best to give us the opportunity. We cannot say we deserve this by ourselves. Exactly same, you know, in time of celebration, time of wedding, when the badekin take place, the chosen covers the face of the kala, everybody say and bless זה קלה, אחותינו, את היי לאלפי רבבה, millions, millions Jewish girls get this bracha, and millions we will get in the future. Who says this bracha? Who? Lavan, terrible person, disgusting person. This bracha what we pick to give to every Jewish girl before, a few minutes before she go to marry? Yes. Lavan have 1 minute in his life, maybe less. Pure minute. When his sister go to marry Yitzchak Avinu. When Rivka almost leaves the house, Lavan say to his sister, my dear sister, you go to marry a very special person. And you go to walk into a very special house. But never forget, you also have something to bring to this marriage. What you see in your house, Chesed, Achnas HaSorchim, take this with you also. We cannot build the future is not related to the past. Achoteinu, he said to his sister, Hatei le'alfei revava. Revava is Rashi Tevot. Rivka, bat Betuel Arami. Never forget for what house you come. We bless every Jewish girl before she marry. You go to marry with your great lovely husband to build special new generation. Good luck. But bring to your marriage what you see by your parents, by your grandparents. We cannot build future if it's not related to the past. This is relate when everything is great, and this is relate when is time of sadness. What we see by David and Jonathan, we need to remember. Generations before built for us steps, but we can run of these steps. And we build steps for generations after. And after, and this is the way how we come generation after generation together to the top of the mountain. This is what we need to take with us. We give hand to each other, and we give hand to generation before. This end, no one can stay against this. No one can show his end against this strong end what we have. And this is what Chazal teach us in paragraph 24. Shisha nikreu yedidim. Kadosh Baruch Hu nikra yadid. Shenemar Ashir ha'ana liyedidi. Avraham also have title of yadid. Ma liyedidi beviti. Binyamin also yadid. Yadid Hashem ishkon lavetach. Shlomo also yadid. Vayishlach biyad Natan Hanavi. Vayikra shmo yedidya. Veomer vehashem ahavo. ישראל ידידים, נתתי ידידות נפשי. בית המקדש נקרא ידיד. מה ידידות משכנותיך? אין חזל אין. יבוא ידיד בן ידיד. ויבנה ידיד לידידים. בחלק של ידיד. יבוא ישראל שנקראו ידידים. בני אברהם שנקרא ידיד. ויבנה בית המקדש שנקרא ידיד. בחלק בנימין שנקרא ידיד. לקדוש ברוך הוא שנאמר ידיד השם. ידיד, obviously, is two hand, יד and יד, together is ידיד. ידיד השם. This title, Get Binyamin, is only one from all the children of Yaakov, not bow down to Esav. No bow down to anyone except to Hashem. He born in Eretz Israel. He have the source of Yedidus. And the Pasuk say in Paragraph 23, לבנימין אמר ידיד השם, ישכון לבטח עליו, חופף עליו כל היום, ובין כתפיו שכן. This הקדוש ברוך הוא want for us. So we go to celebrate this special day, independent day, would make change completely by every Jew all over the world. Special simcha, special tefillah of shmira. If we take this in this way, and we feel in this day, yes, this connect us to Shvi Shel Pesach, v'yarisrael et ha'yad ha'gdola, asher asa Hashem, Hashem, היד הגדולה, when the nation decided to give us permission and when we vote about the state immediately Friday and all the time what we see, end of Hashem, cross the board until today. And at the same time, we also understand this is special days, 30 days before Kabbalat HaTorah in Shavuot. And Kabbalat HaTorah is not only Kabbalat HaTorah, it's time what we understand, essence of tefillah, what need to bring us together, and when we come together, no one can stay against us. And we all this we integrate together will be zoche to other promise what Hashem promised to us ותוליכנו קוממיות לארצנו. Thank you.